The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Kale has been such a trendy vegetable for years, it's almost become a little blasé. Oh, you're still eating kale? But kale continues to amaze me, especially this time of year. Not only does it survive cold temperatures, it shines. The flavor gets sweeter and the texture more tender with the shorter, cooler days. It's a vegetable that's hard not to love, especially when you make it into chips. But what is kale? Surprisingly, it's a primitive cabbage that's also related to rutabagas. There's a wide number of varieties on the market from different origins. My favorite thin leaf variety, Red Russian, is a rutabaga without the root. The leaves are green with red veins. The boar kales, red boar, star boar, winter boar, are more exciting than they sound and are like headless frilly cabbages. The classic dinosaur kale, or lacinata, is also called palm cabbage for its unusual leaves. There's a cross between kale and Brussels sprouts called a kaelet. It grows like a Brussels sprout plant, but instead of small cabbages forming along the stem, it has small red kale heads. Which kale you buy, grow, or eat depends on your dishes. I like finely chopping up the thin leaf varieties such as Red Russian, adding olive oil, lemon juice, chopped garlic, and salt, and tossing it as a raw salad. For soups and stews, I like the lacinata because its leaves stay crunchy even when cooked. The Vates or Scottish types seem to make the best kale chips. I haven't decided the best use for my kaelets yet. Maybe I'll float them in a bowl of Chinese noodles. Kale will last into winter and maybe spring if protected in the garden with a winter row cover. So don't give up on the patch. You could be eating spring salads with baby kale leaves. And now for this week's tip. Don't worry if this warm fall weather has your bulbs sprouting. They'll stop growing with the colder weather and won't be damaged this winter. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about creeping vines. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.